Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
6:22, Throwback Thursday. Wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix. All old school and throwbacks all morning long. Got an old school throwback by request. 302-858-5117. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
How's the weather going to be today?
Partly sunny with showers and a few storms possible later on this evening. Highs in the upper 70s.
A lot of stuff coming up this morning. Got to tell you about a big live broadcast we got coming up on Saturday. Shout out to A&D. Shout out to Shelton Hawkins. They were live in studio yesterday talking about Hoops on the Ave. We're going to be out there. Jess, you got all the details.
Yes, join us on Saturday at Crown Sports in Fruitland for Hoops on the Ave. It's powered by the Collective Standard. It's an outdoor, family-friendly festival celebrating basketball and the culture surrounding the game. It's where street ball, culture, and community comes together for one unforgettable day. So get ready for it. High-energy games and live DJs, the vendor marketplace, and so much more. If you need any more details, all you have to do is go to hoopsontheav.com.
Yes, make sure to come on out this Saturday. Going to be a great day of basketball, great day of fun. So we'll be out there looking forward to it. Also this weekend, and is Mother's Day.
It is.
And we got our big contest going on, the Mother's Day Pamper Her Gift Basket Contest. What do moms really want?
Nothing.
This Sunday?
Nothing. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. There you go. That's a good good answer.
Make your own breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
How about a nap?
This Mother's Day, give mom what she really wants. Welcome to the Napping Place. The only spa where moms experience the rarest indulgence known to womankind. Forget massages and flowers. Here we specialize in complete, uninterrupted unconsciousness. Sure, dads do it every day. We just made it a luxury, the Napping Place. Book now before she wakes up.
Man, the Napping Place, that would be a nice place to go, right? Just for Mother's Day. Another big story that people are talking about is everybody's on Pope Watch.
Okay.
To find out who the next Pope's going to be.
Yeah.
There's a new TikTok video going viral. Pope Draft 2025.
What?
With the number one pick in the 2025 National Catholic League Pope Draft,
oh
the Saints
gosh.
Have traded to the Cardinals. And with that number one pick, the Vatican Cardinals select wide redeemer, Pier Battista Pizzaballa, Jerusalem.
Oh. Pizzaballa.
Listen to this crowd.
Oh. Baby.
Yes, Pope Watch 2025.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trends
on Power 101.7.
All right, so is May the worst month of the year to be a parent? A new poll found end of school stress starts an average of 28 days before the end of the school year.
End of school stress? Yeah. Who's stressed? We're happy.
It's partially because, you know, all the summer plans you made, you're trying to get ready, trying to figure out what you can do with the kids. Now they're going to be home. You don't want them to be bored. They want them to be sitting home, you know, so.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
They say
any of that,
it's the worst month to be a parent. In a new survey, 82% of people say they share a big lottery win with friends and family.
That they would share it?
Yeah, that's 82% nice. Of people. But 39% say that they'd be willing to donate an organ.
Hmm.
So, right? 82%
high percent.
Are all liars. they'd be...
It depends on the amount.
Drop off the face of the earth. If
I wonder what the amount would be.
What, if they were able to share?
Yeah, like if you win $500,000, you know, that's not a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money, but not to be able to split it between a whole bunch of people.
But if you won, like,
but if you,
well, hold on a minute, like, split it. I don't know about splitting it.
Well, you're going to
They said that they would help.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
you're
be
gonna
splitting.
Give it out. No, not split, but, you know, give some out. But if you win, like, a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like.
Then I think that's the percentage is high.
Even, like, 1 million. It doesn't seem, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but, you know.
Yeah, after taxes.
First, you got to pay taxes.
Yeah.
which is a scam. You have to criminal. You got to pay taxes, and then once you pay off the stuff that you want or whatever.
There's not a lot left.
There's not a lot left. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That wouldn't even be
$1 million.
Yep.
And we're saying it's not really that much.
Yeah.
A million.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, some homes
cost that.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe even, let's just say, between $400,000 and $500,000.
Hmm. Things that foreigners actually like about Americans include how football fields, is used as a unit of measurement, when the main ingredient of salads is pasta, and when Americans say, I got you.
Okay.
Those are things that people from other countries like about Americans.
Yeah, they like it.
A woman in England sued her company after a coworker took an online personality test for her that was supposed to tell her which Star Wars character you were.
Oh.
Yeah, sued her company.
Okay.
The coworker announced to everyone that she was Darth Vader. Okay, the woman quit, sued, and you ready for this? Won nearly $40,000.
Wow, she won.
I'm sorry, Jess, you're like Darth Vader.
Wow. Wow, okay.
People in a Turkish town of Lice got high. Yeah, the Turkish town of Lice got high inadvertently after the cops burned more than 20 tons of seized cannabis at the town center.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was reportedly worth more than $261 million in U.S. money.
What?
A 39-year-old woman in Florida got arrested for domestic battery after getting into a heated fight with her wife and shoving nachos down her pants.
No. Mm-mm.
Two people in Connecticut were busted for prostitution after they were caught getting it on in a parked car that was blocking the driveway to a police station.
No.
The cops found drugs in the car, by the way. Some good news stories of the day. Firefighters in Colorado saved a bunch of ducklings from a storm drain, then a kitten from another storm drain the next day. Also, People Magazine did a big story on a woman who advertised her friend online 3 years ago to help her find a boyfriend. Well, apparently it worked. She met the guy because of it, and now they just got married.
Oh, my gosh. It worked.
And a dating expert at Northwestern says the one thing that a lot of bad dates have in common is people don't go into them with a true sense of, like, curiosity anymore. Dating apps apparently have a lot to do with that. It's hard to be curious when you feel like you already know everything from their profile.
Right. Okay. I see.
So it's not like you're going in to try to get to know them because they...
Right. Because they put it all out.
You already know them from the profile.
I see.
So it's 6:30. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update coming up. Hey.